Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a quarter of a cent, March wheat down 3.5 cents, and March beans down 5.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down in the ticker two, crude oil down 54 cents a barrel, gold and silver just a touch higher. Beans are lower overnight. Haven't seen any real reason. We didn't see any real rainfall in Brazil over the weekend where it would matter. Current estimates are that the crop is 115 to 116 million metric tons, down from about 122 a month ago. Obviously, the heat putting on some stress there. But in the long run, I don't think it's enough to really change the supply and demand balance sheets all that much. Wheat a little bit lower overnight. I think it's a matter of whether or not we get some of this export business that's going to be out there this week. No indications that the Russians have really backed off on export sales. So I guess wheat was under a little bit of pressure, kind of following the beans down, along with the meal and the oil. Corn steady to a little bit better overnight. Again, the funds are pretty long, 85,000 contracts of corn, maybe 80,000 contracts, somewhere in that range. We've just been in this range on the corn. We're right in the middle of it, so I don't really know where we're going to go out here. Everybody is still waiting for some kind of positive announcement from China, which hasn't come. There's talk that there'll be Chinese officials in Washington toward the end of the month, but again, absolutely no confirmation of that. The president, I think, is talking to the American Farm Bureau today in New Orleans. We'll see if there's anything positive out of that. But we actually need to see some evidence that we're moving grain. And without any of these government reports that we need, we're trading blindly here. The funds and the high frequency traders are going to kind of move this market on an intraday basis. So I don't know. You know, it's a guess out here. I would say that if we can get something done, obviously the market should rally. Without a Chinese deal, these markets could be in more trouble out here. I don't think the Brazilian problems are enough to really move this market significantly higher. We really don't see much else out here. Again, we're just kind of trading blindly. We need to get something from the government to know where we stand out here and know where the funds stand. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.